and Tepin absolutely annihilating the field that afternoon. More than likely coming back in the Breeders' Cup mile, and if she runs the way she did this past weekend, she's going to be a handful. And, of course, she's trained by our good friend Mark Cassie, who's nice enough to spend a few minutes with us now on Express Bet Radio on HRRN. Mark, welcome to the program, my friend.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Yeah, happy to have you on board here for a few minutes. And, you know, you hear that call of Tepin, and that was such a dominant performance. And, of course, you also sent out Arrow Force to win the Bourbon and punch his ticket to the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf. So not only was it a good weekend from that respect, but Mark Cassie has got to be floating on cloud nine right now, are you?
For sure, for sure. I'm just kind of pinching myself right now. You know, I thought going into the weekend that there was a possibility we could maybe pick up another Breeders' Cup starter or two, and it worked out really well. I think, obviously, Tepin shows she belongs, and Arrow Force, and I think Siding Springs ran really well. I think he deserves a chance, and our plan is to also come back with Conquest Big E.
All right, take me back to watching the First Lady and Tepin, and she does this so easily, and as I said, it was such a dominant performance. Take me back to watching that race, and what's going through your mind?
Well, at the quarter pole, I said, well, she's in a good position. She started to open up, and honestly, I was just watching to make sure somebody didn't come running, because after her two defeats at Saratoga, I just was waiting for somebody. So I was glad to see her go ahead and open up. It was an impressive victory. I mean, you know, most, you don't see horses on the turf win the way that she won. And she beat some nice horses. So I was in awe, honestly, I was. Still am.
Hey, Mark, this is Ella Starr. Thanks for coming on. I have a question. So, did you have in the back of your mind, had even crossed your mind, if she ran X, I might put her in the Breeders' Cup mile against males? Or was that something that, based on how explosive she was at the top of the stretch, you said, you know what, and knowing that the difference between going a mile and the mile and 3/16 might be better for her, did that happen during the race? Or were you thinking in the back of your mind beforehand, maybe if X, then Y?
No, I had come out and already said that we had planned to go to the mile. But that being said, my thought would have been, had she not been so impressive, I think we may have reconsidered trying the fillies. But the way she won, I said, well, we belong. So I think the mile makes the most sense. She loves the mile. She loves Keeneland. Obviously, she's going to have to run the race of her life. But, all signals are that she's ready to do that.
You know, Mark, both Arrow Force and Tepin, impressive on this turf course. How big of an advantage is it to have a win over this course going into the Breeders' Cup, which is the same course it will be contested on, and to know that your horses handled it so well, at least on that one particular day?
I think it's big, Mike. I have to tell you, I run a fair amount of horses at Keeneland, and we find that there are some horses just won't run over the Keeneland turf course. I've had a few that would run great at Gulfstream. We bring them up. They ran just terrible at Keeneland, and then they would regain their form at Woodbine or at Churchill. So it's a big advantage. Plus, unless something crazy happens, I think you're going to see a similar type of course where there's definitely going to be some give in it. I just can't believe at the end of October that, with the shorter days now, we don't get the sun that we get in the summer. And, it stays damper. So there's going to be some, there's got to be some give in the ground. And it was really nice to be able to see both those horses handle it the way they did.
Well, and back to Arrow Force for just a minute. The way that he performed in that Bourbon Stakes, you have to think, he's a perfect two for two now, you have to think the sky's the limit, right?
Well, yeah, I didn't realize I knew it wasn't good, but I happened to watch the NBC telecast last night on my computer, and Randy Moss talked about just how bad the 13 hole was. I think it was 1% or something. And, you know, he won, but
wow.
but he had a wide trip on both turns. And Julian says he doesn't even know what he's doing yet. He said he made the lead and started pulling himself up. And you can kind of see his ears going back and forth. And then after the wire, you can see him take off again. So, you know, we've thought he's a nice horse. I thought his race at Kentucky Downs was very good. And, you know, this was a great race for him. And, you know, I like his chances.
Yeah, and you should. Mark Cassie here on Express Bet Radio on HRRN. Mark, we're going to look forward to seeing you back up here in the Bluegrass Breeders' Cup week. I'm sure we'll have a chance to sit down and chat again. And all the best moving forward with those horses and with your entire stable. Keep it rolling.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me, guys.